Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today is Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, this spring, the beef industry has rolled out a new artificial intelligence bean by the name of Chuck to interact with today's consumers. Tell us about Chuck.
Absolutely. Chuck knows beef. It's the only all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence. It's here and ready to help consumers as their personal guide to all things beef. And Chuck Knows Beef was developed as part of the Checkoff's priority of revolutionizing the beef shopping experience.
And both Alexa and your Google Home Assistant know Chuck.
There are nearly 50 million smart speaker owners in the U.S. today, with the two most popular devices being Amazon Alexa and the Google Home Assistant. And Chuck Knows Beef is available as a skill on both of these popular smart speakers.
And you can also hook up with Chuck by going to chuckknowsbeef.com. And Chuck's also available at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Well, live cattle futures today were mixed. We had the May feeder cattle, the weakest contract there by pretty far, down $1.35 at 149.45. The feeder cattle index is 145.84, so that's significantly above the index there at 149.50, roughly $4, but the index was down 13 cents. The August feeder cattle were down 7.5 at 159.55. September's down 2 at 160.75. And October and November are actually higher on the day. Box beef continues to be really strong here. Choice was up 25 cents again at 234.73. Select up 26 at 222.90. So overall, the market, the cash market there on the box beef has continued to be good. Choice select spreads $11.83. Live cattle futures were lower across the board. The April were down 25 at 128.25. Tomorrow we have 461 head listed on the Fed Cattle Exchange. Last week about 1,500 head, which a lot of them sold. But 461 tomorrow, then June's 121, August 118, quite a bit lower on out there, roughly $10 lower in the August live cattle, mainly due to the large number of cattle that are in the feedlots. And then hogs today were down about 80 to $1.50 as they continue to show a lot of volatility.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Grain markets today were lower in the corn and beans. The beans were significantly lower. We finished about 15 cents lower in July. November beans down 13 and a quarter, 896 and a half. So pretty disappointing there as those contracts went to their lowest level going back quite a while here. It looks like the lowest they've been since about October 29th of 18 was the last time they were this low. And in between then and now, they've been as high as about 970. So pretty disappointing here. Really, the sell-off happened right out of the gate this morning at 8:30 as the market opened until about 11 o'clock, and then it kind of settled down here. We had corn futures lower again today as well. The December corn finished the day down about 3.25 cents at 3.79. That is their new contract low, so disappointing there. And then wheat did have a little bit of a comeback. July Kansas City was up a penny at 4.19 and a quarter. And then cotton today slid just a touch, 9 to 60 lower. We have some pretty good strength in the outside markets. Dow Jones is up 117, S&P up 22, crude oil up 75 cents, and then the natural gas down about 5.7. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.